620 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington, where President Biden said he was outraged by the videos released showing Tyree Nichols beaten by Memphis police. He also urged those seeking justice to protest peacefully. And there have been protests all across the country.
No mother should have to witness what we saw today.
People expressing their outrage for what they saw.
If it wasn't for the George Floyd uprising, this justice here wouldn't be so swift, but we can't let up. Why can't we let up? Because we are still being murdered.
Hundreds took to the streets in Memphis.
Their anger, the result of the Tyree Nichols arrest video.
Get on the ground! One! Now.
John Merrick says it motivated him to come out.
It's unfortunately spun out of control and been out of control for a long time. And people like me have actually been trying to fight for the policy changes that would hopefully prevent things like this.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Memphis.
Nichols died 3 days after the incident. Five Memphis police officers involved in the arrest were charged with murder. Police body camera video showing the attack on former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband has also been made public. The suspect, David DePap, broke in wielding a hammer. In the video, officers are seen approaching the home, and CBS's Steve Futterman takes it from here.
Paul Pelosi is seen next to his attacker, David DePap. DePap is holding Pelosi's hand and carrying a hammer.
Drop the hammer.
Nope.
Hey.
What is going on right now?
I'm not getting an answer. I'm calling.
At that point, Pelosi seems to pull away from DePap. DePap then swings the hammer towards Pelosi.
Following his arrest, DePap told investigators his goal was to find Nancy Pelosi and take her hostage. More than 6.5 years in prison for a man who pepper sprayed Capitol Police officer Brian Sicknick during the January 6 riot. Here's CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Sicknick died of a stroke the day after the attack. His family had asked the judge to impose the harshest possible penalty. Prosecutors asked for a 7.5 year prison term for 32-year-old Julian Cater, who pleaded guilty last year to 2 counts of assaulting police.
We're now hearing from the suspect in the mass shooting in Half Moon Bay, California. Here's KCBS reporter Matt Bigler.
In a jailhouse interview, Chun-Li Zhao admits to killing 7 people on Monday. Speaking with KNTV, Zhao says he endured years of bullying, was forced to work long hours on the mushroom farms, and his complaints were ignored by supervisors.
A gunman killed at least 7 people and wounded 10 others in a synagogue near Jerusalem yesterday. And this just in, another shooting there. A Palestinian gunman opened fire in East Jerusalem this morning. We're hearing at least 2 people were injured. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE. Bible.
Hello?
Man, where are you? I thought you were coming.
I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf. Man, I'll call you back.
Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies today with a chance of snow. Daytime highs approaching 15. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, chance for snow. Lows dip down to about 6 above. Daytime highs approaching 12. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies expected. About an inch of snow today through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 7 above.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome back to the third hour of our program. A lot going on in the world here. I have shared with you before stories about what exactly a share buyback is, why companies buy back their shares. They buy back their shares in order to make the individual stocks worth more. It makes shareholders happy. But mostly it makes CEOs and senior executives who are paid with stock very, very happy, because all of a sudden they get a giant payday. So, you know, you buy back $1 billion worth of stock, and your senior executives, they get a piece of that. They get a few hundred million bucks of that, basically, you know, kind of through the back door. Well, Chevron now has announced that they are going to buy back $75 billion worth of their own stock. How did Chevron get $75 billion to buy back their shares? Well, they got it back by price gouging us in the run-up to the election. Remember when gas prices were so high? Turns out last year was the most profitable year in the history of the oil industry, as these guys tried to stick it to the Democrats and screw Joe Biden, because the fossil fuel industry hates the Democrats, because they own the Republicans, right? This Thursday's announcement came as Chevron, BP, ExxonMobil, Shell, and Total Energies are set to announce a record $199 billion in collective 2022 profits, the election year, 50% higher than the previous record. State Representative Malcolm Kenyatta from Pennsylvania, he said, companies like Chevron are doing absolutely massive stock buybacks after price gouging working families for over a year. Then these same companies will come back hat in hand begging for more tax breaks and tax cuts. And Representative McKenyatta is absolutely right. Congressman Ro Khanna introduced legislation that would tax excess oil company profits and use the proceeds to give American households a rebate. That same month, Bernie Sanders introduced the Ending Corporate Greed Act that would impose a 95% tax on windfall profits. Neither one of them went anywhere, because both were, aggressively attacked by the Republican Party and of course, the special interests that they represent. Meanwhile, at the same time that Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott and Republicans across the country are going out of their way to ban books and make it illegal for teachers to talk about black people or black history or gay people or queer people more generally in public schools, at the same time that that's going on, the New York Public Library has opened up their electronic lending. You can get a digital book, right? There's an online reader. In fact, it's called Simply E. It's a free e-reader app that you have to be 13 or older to get, apparently. and it works on, you know, Mac, Apple, and Android devices, phones, tablets, computers. And I was amazed when I looked at the list of the books. King of the Dragonflies, Stamped, Racism, Anti-Racism, and You, and Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger. I had to read that in junior high school. It was like 7th, 8th grade, maybe 9th grade. I don't recall which year it was, but we had to read Catcher in the Rye. And, of course, it was a shocking book because every sentence had, you know, G-damn, you know, in it and stuff like that. You know, it was full of obscenities, but I don't recall it being risque or, you know, I mean, it was more like teenage angst, really, was what the book was about. But not only is the New York Public Library doing this, the Brooklyn Public Library is doing it, too. Normally, they have a $50 fee for out-of-state people to get a library card, a digital library card, and they're waiving that. So the president of the New York Public Library, Anthony W. Marks, he said, "These recent instances of censorship and book banning are extremely disturbing and amount to an all-out attack on the very foundation of our democracy. Knowledge is power, ignorance is dangerous, and breeds hate and division. Since their inception, public libraries have worked to combat those forces simply by making all perspectives and ideas available to all, regardless of background or circumstance." He goes on to say, "The library's role is to make sure no one perspective, no idea, no identity is erased," which I thought was just absolutely brilliant. One last thing that I think this is just fascinating. This is, I got an email this morning from the Economic Policy Institute. I'm on their mailing list. I strongly recommend epi.org is the website. And it was a very short note. It says, you know, abortion has been framed as a cultural, religious, or personal issue rather than an economic concern. Keep in mind, this is the Economic Policy Institute. And they say, however, research shows that access to abortion is fundamentally intertwined with economic progress and mobility. And this is where it gets fascinating. States with abortion restrictions or total bans have, on average, lower minimum wages. The average minimum wage among states that ban abortions is $8.17 an hour compared to $11.92 an hour in abortion-protected states. States that ban abortion have unionization levels half as high as those in abortion-protected states. Only 3 of 10 unemployed people receive unemployment benefits in states that ban abortions, compared to 4 out of 10, 42% in other states. States that ban abortions have lower rates of Medicaid expansion. And states that ban abortion have an incarceration rate 1.5 times higher than abortion-protected states. Fascinating stuff. I mean, basically, they're just comparing red states and blue states, and we've known this for a long time. The red states basically, you know, screw their citizens, and the blue states support their citizens. Red states hand everything to the billionaires and the very rich people in those states, and in blue states, they tend to tax them. So, here you are. All right, let's pick up some of your phone calls here. Kino in Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Kino, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, your program is a generator of good ideas, which I hope turn into good actions, and I want to talk about the deficit. Last Saturday, I watched the Michael Smirkanish show on CNN, and he was talking with a person from a think tank, economic think tank, and they said, we all have to agree that the Republicans and the Democrats are both responsible for this $31 trillion deficit. And my head wanted to blow off because I've listened to your program, and I know that you had a caller last week, Larry, I think, from Los Angeles, and mm-hmm. he said there needs to be a chart, and I'm going to call it the deficit fault chart that needs to be done and pushed by the Democrats, that because of all the tax cuts and because of the Iraq war. Now, you say that there were two wars that contributed to
Iraq and Afghanistan.
Which one?
Afghanistan and Iraq. They were
Afghanistan
both
and Iraq. Okay.
20-year wars.
Two wars by the Republicans and these tax cuts. And so this chart needs to be made. Larry made that suggestion, and it needs to be put into action, and it needs to be pushed by the Democrats as a national message that this $31 trillion deficit is, there could be a pie chart. But
yeah.
That needs to be pushed, because it blew my mind that Smirkanish was saying we have to agree.
Well, Smirkanish used to be a right-wing talk show host. And, well, you know, he kind of cleaned up his act a little bit when he got on CNN, but he used to be a right-wing talk show host. And the simple reality is that the deficit was continuously going down from the end of World War II until 1982. And, you know, then Reagan changed everything and the deficit started going back up again, or the national debt, actually, I should say. And had Reagan simply continued the trajectory of relatively balanced budgets and surplus budgets, in fact, in many cases, that had been done by Jimmy Carter, by Lyndon Johnson, by Richard Nixon, for God's sake, Jack Kennedy, Dwight Eisenhower, had he simply continued that, the national debt right now would be close to zero.
Tom, who could be a person that could make this chart?
Well, they're out there. You can find them if you plug into a search engine, national debt, and then click on images. You will see some charts that just lay that out in an unambiguous way, Keno. But I'd love to see Larry doing it. I mean, Larry should be publishing a newsletter on Substack. He's the numbers guy, and he knows what he's talking about, and he's got the details and the facts to back it up. Keno, I got to run, but thank you for the call. It's so nice to hear from you, and we will be back. It's 15 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the rest of us. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Friday. Going online without ExpressVPN is like using your smartphone without a protective case. I mean, most of the time you'll probably be fine, but all it takes is one accidental drop to make you wish you'd protected yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can steal your personal data, and it doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. A smart 12-year-old can do it. And your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so your sensitive data can't be stolen. ExpressVPN is so easy to use. Just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. Works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get an extra 3 months free with a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/T-H-O-M, expressvpn.com/Tom.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives.
Okay, welcome back. And picking up your calls, Larry in Los Angeles. I'll bet your ears were burning, Larry.
I heard all of that.
I didn't realize you were on the board until I just saw you, because the software changes the color of each caller to tell me who's next, whoever's been on longest, and there you are. Keno loves you, Larry.
Well, thank you, and thanks for the compliments. But I wanted to say something about the what the police do to all Americans, and they're not just doing to the black or Hispanics or...
More than half the people the police kill in this country are white.
Yeah, so if they were to just change their policy to make it a rule in the Supreme Court, even if you had to do it by the Supreme Court, and so that no police officer has a right to fire a gun first. And that would eliminate all of these little kids who are running around in playgrounds with the toy pistols. They would never get shot at.
Like Tamir Rice.
Yeah. So you just eliminate that. Eliminate the police coming up and shooting women and men and children, everybody. Just eliminate that altogether by making it so that, and then you raise their pay and you make it a truly professional profession.
Yeah.
But you do it in a way so that these people then start serving the people the way that it claims that they do on the side of their cars. And they make it so that the citizen has a right to go home and hug their wife or husband.
Yeah.
That they get to go home. Not the police officers get the right to do that. The police officers are out there to make sure that the citizens are safe. And if we change that culture so that no longer are we putting police lives ahead of the citizens, we put the citizens' lives ahead of the police officers, and then then they'll be more careful when they approach people, and then they'll do more negotiating to try to talk people down instead of always raising the bar, getting it higher and higher until next thing you know, you got 20 cops with guns ready to fire as soon as a person puts their hand in their pocket.
Just
eliminate all of that stuff.
Yeah,
make it so that the cop never fires first.
This is why I think we need a cabinet-level office, a secretary of public safety, a national, a cabinet-level office reporting to the president that deals with the issue of policing in the United States. We've got 18,000 police departments in this country, and there's no consistency, there are no standards, it's just a complete mess.
If that was the standard where the cops don't fire first, what would happen is the police department would start putting pressure on the city council, on the mayors to say, hey, now we need to start buying some of these guns back from the citizens.
Yeah.
And the citizens who have guns will say, now I don't have to protect myself from the police.
Yeah. Yeah, you wonder how many people are buying guns. It's pretty hard to think that somebody would think that a gun would protect them from the police, though. I mean, that's... that's suicide.
Well,
getting into a gunfight.
They buy guns for self-protection, and the whole idea of buying a gun for self-protection is ludicrous. Because when you buy a gun and you carry a gun, your body becomes a magnet for bullets.
Yep.
The bullets start flying your way.
Yeah. No, and you're more likely to die from a gun if you own one than if you don't.
Yeah, and your own hand might be the one that does it.
Yep.
But on the GDP, gross domestic product, and on our economy, and we now got to have a chart that shows that Inflation is falling almost at the rate it was falling when Donald Trump gave us his recession. In other words, we're reaching a point where if the Fed continues to raise the Fed rate, even just one more time, he might cause a collapse of this economy where it could fall into recession. I don't think it's going to do it yet because I still believe that once Joe Biden increased taxes on the rich, it was only a 15% increase. But quite frequently, every time I look at a president that increases taxes on the rich, it inoculates that president from having a recession. And it also, in the case of Hoover, he increased taxes on the rich 8 months before he left office, and that ended the Great Depression. George H.W. Bush increased taxes on the rich by just a little bit when he was president, when he had his recession, which I think it was Ronald Reagan's recession. It was the aftermath of Ronald Reagan cutting taxes again just before he left office. But George H.W. Bush increased taxes by just a little bit on the rich, and he didn't have another recession. Bill Clinton came in office right after him, increased taxes again, and he never had a recession. And every president who takes us to that sweet spot, closer to that sweet spot, they don't get recessions. Every president either that takes us beyond the sweet spot or takes it us away from the sweet spot, all of those presidents had a recession, every single one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. This morning, Paul Krugman's newsletter, which I subscribe to, you know, through the New York Times, he was pointing out that if you pull housing and used cars out of the numbers, that our inflation rate right now is around 1%. And housing, in my opinion, is exploding. You know, we're seeing inflation in housing prices because you've got all these giant hedge funds and investment groups out there buying up private housing and flipping it into rent, and you know, so
and they're beginning. It is beginning to fall right now.
Yeah,
and that's one of the areas that's falling fast. They gave a chart this morning. I saw it. I looked it up on the internet, and it shows where inflation is going, and it is really falling fast. And in fact, it's falling so fast. Like I said, it right now, I think the Fed rate is somewhere near 5%, and the inflation is also around 5%. If the Fed raises it again, now he's going to have the Fed rate higher than inflation, and inflation is just crashing right now.
Yeah,
and it could reach a point where, like I said, he could trigger a recession. I don't think it's going to happen because it takes two quarters, and I don't think jobs numbers are going to fall so fast that it would give us a recession. But it's kind of amazing what this Republican Fed chair, what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's got to make a choice. Does he want a second recession on his term, or is he willing to stop it and let the economy grow?
I'm with you, Larry. I'm with you. Larry, thanks for the call. And let me encourage you to consider creating your own Substack newsletter or something like it. I'd love to read your stuff on a regular basis. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, no, not a chance. Come on, give me a break. The Supreme Court was nuts.
Hey, Pack Rat.
Yeah, you.
Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood, but did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local. I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies today with a chance of snow. Daytime highs approaching 15. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, chance for snow. Lows dip down to about 6 above. Daytime highs approaching 12. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies expected. About an inch of snow today through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 7 above.
It's a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Do you know the importance of a high-protein diet for your dog? Dogs are omnivores, and it's imperative that they get enough protein in every meal. Many of your mass-produced dog foods, especially the dry dog foods, may lack that essential protein and the healthy fats that your dog needs for optimal health. So, introducing Dynavite's Meal Booster. It's a freeze-dried meal topper that is loaded with protein and omegas. You just sprinkle it on top of your pet's food for a delicious taste packed with essential nutrients that can help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and your dog's immune system. Our dogs Blue and Chewy get all the nutrients they need to be healthier and full of life with Dynavite as their meal toppers, and they love them. Dynavite is so confident that your pet will benefit from their products and will love Dynavite as much as our dogs do. They offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase, so you have nothing to lose. Go to Dynavite.com today. That's Dinovite.com. Dinovite.com. Dynavite.com. Terms apply. See the site for details. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Luigi in Pensacola, Florida. Hey, Luigi, what's on your mind today?
Well, survivor of the tear gas wars back in the 60s is one. And I have named the state that I live in now Freedom Lands instead of Florida. I mean, we have to give those their due who voted for these guys. Oh, excuse me, Tom. And I'm just really concerned about what's going on. I mean, what I do, I have hundreds of followers on Facebook, just Facebook. I'm just a guy. Does. And I started a couple of months ago. Every time this story comes out about DeSantis, I put it on. And I also began to say, look, this guy right now is currently under the radar. He's running. There's no question about He is running for president.
Yep.
We need to, if I put stuff out there, please share it. And I'll be darned. Everybody I send the stuff to is being, it's being shared all around the country. And I'm happy to say that it's working, I hope. Anyway. So one last thing, another new thing now, they took a poll and gay people are beginning to leave the state of Florida. They're afraid for their families.
I'm not surprised. I know teachers are abandoning Florida, too. Luigi, as a Floridian,
yes, sir.
I'm curious, what if you were to rank the top three offenses that Ron DeSantis has committed against the people of your state, what would they be in your mind?
Wow, that's the taking over of the educational system is one.
Right.
There's no doubt about that. The Don't Say Gay Bill is another.
Yeah.
And this talk about dovetailing the Don't Say Gay Bill with supposed woke, and these laws are passed to stymie all the others. There's actually laws on the books.
Yeah. Really, oh, I know. His Don't Say Woke, his Don't Be Woke Act or whatever it was. And, you know, yeah.
Right.
I'm
with
you. Okay, Luigi, thank you. Thank you. And thanks for indulging my question. Dave in Auburn, California. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. Hey, I think I got this idea from you, but I believe that submariners, you know, people that go in submarines, go through a deep psychological profile before they could even become a submariner.
I have heard that. I have no personal experience, but yeah.
I'm not sure if it's true or not, but if it is or isn't, I think that all police officers should have some sort of a deep psychological profile before they could become police officers.
I agree. I think anybody, frankly, who has the power of life and death over others should be subject to extreme scrutiny, whether it's a physician or a nurse or a cop. You know, anybody who's in a position where they can kill other people intentionally or accidentally.
I was a kid, about 18 or 19 years old, two policemen pull us over. One of them wasn't in uniform. The other one was, and they were arresting my friend for drunken driving. We were drunk, there's no doubt about that. But we were not a threat to anyone. And the guy that was not in the uniform hauled off and smacked my friend. I don't know if he knocked him out or not, but he did. After that, he hit me and knocked me out. I mean, that would not normally happen. You know, if somebody had some sort of a... Anyway, we agree on that. I think they should get a raise. And I agree on everything else you said. They should be trained with a degree, whatever. But, you know, these people get this power-hungry madness, and who knows what happens, you know. Anyway, Tom, I love your show, and I love all your callers. You have the best show on the planet, and I wish you well, and all your callers as well, too.
Well, thank you, Dave. Yeah, we have quite a community of people here. It's an honor to be hanging out with you all. Thank you, Dave. Greg in Crofton, Maine. Hey, Greg, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Greetings, Truth Brother. Appreciate your program. It took me about 100 calls to get through, so take that as a compliment. You got a lot of people out there interested, and you've got them fired up. We can get them fired up to call our rulers in D.C., and we might get something done. I see a paradigm shift. So, listen, I'm calling regards as a retired law enforcement officer. There has to be a paradigm shift from order and control and the use of force to community-based policing. I'm telling you, that's the only way we get out of this.
I agree. That's one of my calls for action at the end of my article today is that we need to emphasize community-based policing. Cops need to be on the beat in the neighborhoods.
Yep, and it's all based on white supremacy. That's how law enforcement got started. We have to grow up. We have to evolve as humans and understand that we're not here to protect the white rule. We're here to protect people, period. Yeah.
Tell me about your background, Greg. You said you're former law enforcement.
Yes, I did a few years as a deputy sheriff, so it was active law enforcement, and the pay was crap. That's one of the problems with it. It's not a profession. It's just somebody that wants to have a shiny badge and a big gun.
Yeah.
It's all bad. So I did that route, and I loved the job, but I was starving to death.
Yeah.
I went into the Department of Justice and the mighty Bureau of Prisons, and I often referred to them as the Bureau of Profit, and it was a profit system. I did a career there. You know, I had a family, a house, but I suffered in that job. I challenged a lot of things. I eventually had to sue the Attorney General of the United States, that buffoon Bill Barr. Started with him, then I went to had a refresh at Ashcroft and Gonzalez and all that stuff.
Wow.
Because I challenged two guys got in a fight, right? Black guy, white guy. We got them separated, cuffed up the black guy, cuffed up the white guy. And this lieutenant, if you can imagine, a shaved head, shiny head, wearing pants with a lot of pockets, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking this inmate down to Barney, it's called, and we're going to take him to county jail. And this guy's cuffed up from behind now, and this white supremacist lieutenant wants to throw him down the stairs, concrete stairs. And I'm saying, that's not happening. He's trying to throw the man down there, and it would have either injured him severely or killed him. And it wasn't happening.
Right.
Well, shortly thereafter, other officers kind of scorned me, didn't want to talk to me, didn't want to, you know.
Sure.
So it started that way, but with several dishes. But that is what's happening in law enforcement. And check it out. In Tennessee, with the killing of this Tyree Nichols, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You talk about the wheel of justice going slowly. This souped-up handy of law enforcement down there just did five cookies around those five black officers down there.
I don't understand what you mean.
What a windfall for the man. What a windfall for the system. They're going to say, they just, within days, and granted, if this is true, these officers are guilty, they should be held full account. Mm-hmm. Full account.
Right.
But how did the justice system all of a sudden work so well and so quickly when it's five black officers on a black man?
Yeah, no, I absolutely. Had it been five white officers, I suspect we would have seen a different event playing out. And now, of course, Fox News has their, see, it's not about race. There's not a race problem in America with policing. It's, black cops killing, quack, quack, quack. I mean, it's so predictable.
That's what they're doing.
Greg, I got to run, but thank you for the call.
Okay, sir, thank you.
Good talking to you. Thank you. Paul in St. Louis, Missouri. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom, thanks for taking my call. Concerning the problems that we're having with police brutality in this country,
mm-hmm.
I was I just came across the idea. I used to be an EMT in the city of St. Louis like 35 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I think that if you want to be a first responder, whether it's fire, paramedic, or police, you should go through emergency medical training and work as an EMT for at least a year before you become a police officer or a firefighter, because that gives you the opportunity to see what would happen to a human body when it gets struck by a bullet or, you know, a club or, you know, I think it would teach them compassion.
Yeah. One of my kids is who's a physician's assistant now, before she went to school and got that degree, was an EMT here in Portland. And wow, yeah, the stories that I heard, I mean, you know, it's just I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it.
Well, if they just worked for a year, mm-hmm, as an EMT, they would they could pick up a lot of information and a lot of empathy.
Empathy is the thing, because there's so much heartbreak. I mean, you know, she was just constantly dealing with people who were in, you know, severe crisis and a lot of pain and serious injury. You know, whether it was car wrecks or domestic violence or shooting victims or, I mean, just wow. So, yeah, I'm with you, Paul. I think that that's a great idea. And in fact, that might even be, you know, like you can kind of work your way up to becoming a physician. You know, you start out in medicine, kind of lower down on the totem pole. Maybe that kind of a hierarchy or that kind of a career path to becoming a police officer. That's a good idea. Paul, I got to run, but thank you very much for the call. We'll be right back. It's 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with your calls. Going online without ExpressVPN is like using your smartphone without a protective case. I mean, most of the time you'll probably be fine, but all it takes is one accidental drop to make you wish you'd protected yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can steal your personal data, and it doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. A smart 12-year-old can do it. And your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so your sensitive data can't be stolen. ExpressVPN is so easy to use. Just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. Works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get an extra 3 months free with a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/THOM, expressvpn.com/Tom. Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court, and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election, and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream, and next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting.
Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartmann.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartmann's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartmann's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it. 10 minutes before the hour, Jeff in Portland. Hey, Jeff, thanks for listening to X-Ray FM. What's up?
Hey, good day, Tom, and I want to say happy anti-fascist and anti-dictator Friday. Tips of the hat to Ziggy and Kino. And Tom, since Kino and Luigi down there in Florida are helping lead the senior resistance to Satan, I do want to recommend, there's a good piece this week by Hamilton Nolan. It's titled "Stop Cowering Before This Half-Bright Florida Fascist," and he wrote it for the In These Times, but it's also posted under a different headline over at Common Dreams. So it's a really good
check
piece.
It out.
But he basically starts out saying how the entire state's being run like a giant Fox News ad campaign for DeSantis's 2024 presidential run.
It's true.
And takes off from there. But the main reason I'm calling, Tom, is to draw attention to your piece from Wednesday, the Hartmann Report on Wednesday, warning about the reckoning we're maybe facing in 2024 because the Democrats have failed to invest in the media infrastructure for progressive TV and radio. And, you know, you point out that Air America certainly helped propel Obama to his landslide victory in 2008. And I would add that the 11 years of brunch with Bernie undoubtedly helped Senator Sanders build the base for his surprisingly meteoric rise in 2016. And Tom, I think Ro Khanna, who I really hope whether Biden runs or not, I hope Ro Khanna runs in 2024. I think he can do it without splitting the party. But you know, Ro seems to understand this concept better than anyone out there. And I was thinking maybe the two of you could make a pitch to Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, Mackenzie Scott. I don't have any inside information on her, but apparently she gives very freely. She's a multi-billionaire who gives very freely, no strings attached, to many liberal causes, including think tanks focused on wealth inequality. But as you say in your piece, Tom, without a national media platform to amplify these concerns and get people engaged, we only get so far. Do you know anything about her? Has that name come up on your radar?
I know who she is, and you know, I've read the media stories about her, but I don't have any idea how to reach her or approach her. But, you know, the article's out there. It got picked up, I believe it got picked up this morning by Common Dream, or by, excuse me, Raw Story. Common Dreams usually picks up my pieces. So, you know, maybe she'll run across it. I hope so. Maybe somebody listening will pass it along to her. Jeff, I need to move along, but thank you for the call. It's always nice to hear from you. James in Hollywood. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, my friend, you still are the smartest man in all media, but I see you. I've never had a conversation with you because I have so much to say in my 2 minutes you give me on your wonderful platform. It can start. I believe we can start an Air America Radio 2.0 with Steph and Randy and Amy and maybe Rachel and Harry Melber and get the word out there. But I have simple solutions to all the problems in the world, including war in Ukraine. I didn't want to focus on that, but I guess that's the most important. What do you think, Tom?
So what's the simple solution here, James?
The simple solution is Crimea is the port. And that's what it's all about, the port and making money. You know, and of course, Putin's insane. But here's the solution. I'm going to use your listeners, and I'm a student, and I do want the first doctor's degree from Tom Hartman University.
So what's your solution here, James? We're running out of time.
Okay, solution is President Biden reads a letter from the American people. No Russian male over the age of 12 is allowed to set foot in the United States or any civilized country.
Okay. James, I don't think that's the solution to all our problems, but you get points for trying. Thank you for the call. Lawrence in Berkeley. Hey, Lawrence, we have less than a minute. You got a quick one?
Oh, my God. I wanted to talk about the original definition of fascism, which is Mussolini's in the 20s, and how it is repeating itself.
The merger of corporate Russia and state interests.
And in Trump's the United States, which is the state and the corporates and the corporations are unified.
Yep.
That was the case in Mussolini. It's certainly the case in Putin's Russia. And it was definitely the case in what Trump was trying to do, where all of his people were billionaire corporatists.
Yeah, I agree. I would say right across the Republican Party, Lawrence. You're onto something. Thank you very much for the call. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Joyce the Hammer, Nance, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Al Gorilla Rhythm, Connor Arroyo and Carna Verde, all the folks who help make this program run every single day, 3 hours a day, 5 days a week right here. Thank you to those folks. And thank you to you for listening, watching, participating, calling, telling your friends, calling our sponsors, letting our stations know, donating to our nonprofits. Thank you. And please get out there, get active, tag your it. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com. Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about, savor delicious Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the roots of rock and roll firsthand in Memphis aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony, taking in the scenery as the crew provides the...
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, and even got shot. But I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's Yap advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at YAPinc.org.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing.